I was just to recap for some people who do live under a rock and have no idea what Māoriland Film Festival is. Can you just give us a recap on what it's about?
Yeah, of course. In te reo Māori o te reo Pākehā?
Kei a koe e hua, kei a koe. Okay. Mena hi anei koe ki te kōrero i roto i te reo, kōrero mai.
Ka pai. Tēnā nā tātou ngā kaipakarongo o Radio Waka. Ai, ko Oriwa ahau, he kaimahi ahau ki Māoriland Film Festival ki Otaki. Ko Taki Tūranga, ko te Pauruku Rangatahi. I feel like I've been on Radio Waka a couple of times over the past couple of weeks.
100%.
I feel like I love being like the regular Māoriland voice of Radio Waka. It's been heaps of fun. So, e mihi ana ki a koutou ki Radio Waka. He ao anō, ko Māoriland Film Festival, Te Hui Ahurei o Māoriland, is the largest Indigenous film festival in the Southern Hemisphere, held here in Ōtaki. So every year in March, we have Indigenous filmmakers from Huri Noi Te Ao flood into Ōtaki to present their films to our community, o te rā ki ngā iwi Māori, ngā iwi Pacifica e noho ana ki Aotearoa. And it's just really a week for getting to know one another, getting to share stories and celebrate each other in this space. So yeah, that's just a little bit about what we do at Māoriland.
Love that. And like you said, yeah, definitely a regular and plan to have you on more and more. Our show, Mana Tawa, is focused around, we hope our audience is majority younger audience, especially from Radio Waka. And so, you know, I really wanted to have a kōrero about ngā pakiaka at the moment. Some people might not know about ngā pakiaka, they might know about Māori lands, but they're not too sure how that connects together. And then later on, I'm definitely keen on talking about the festival at the moment, of course. But ngā pakiaka,
yeah, for sure.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah. All right, yeah, for sure. Nā reira, ko te kaupapa me te whāinga matua o ngā pakiaka, ki te tū hei mā, i mua i ngā whakātiranga kiriata. O tira ki te poipoi, ki te akiaki, i ngā rangatahi e hehe ana ki te whai te arahanga kiriata. So the role of ngā pakiaka during our festival week is to stand and represent our festival at each screening. So ngā pakiaka kick off the screenings of the karakia, the health and safety, and just introduce the screenings on a good note so that our whānau watching can immerse themselves in the stories. Ngā pakiaka are our film leadership group. So throughout the year, ngā pakiaka are out there making films, facilitating filmmaking workshops around Aotearoa in our different tāone. Everything that we do here at Māoriland is centred around rangatahi because we are the leaders of tomorrow, and me kore ake ko rātou mai pare I te ara, kua kore tātou e tū ki konei hei kaihanga kiriata. So without those who paved the way for us to stand where we're standing and be able to express ourselves through film, we wouldn't be here. So ka tika me mihi atu ki a rātou. But yeah, we encourage the power of young Indigenous storytellers because our voices are important, and it's all about uplifting each other no matter where we are in the world. So, yeah.
E mihi ana ki a koe moau whakamārama mai ki a mātou hea hea tērā kaupapa. Nā reira, Māoriland Film Festival 2023, whakamohio mai ki a mātou, hea hou whea ko mō tēnei tau. E pēhe ana ngā marea kua tai mai. Inā nahi rā, ne?
Ai, nā reira I tīmata te hui ahurei inā nahi ki te pōwhiri ki Raukawa Marae. So our festival started yesterday with a pōwhiri at Raukawa Marae, and this year is really special for us, particularly special because it's our 10th birthday. So it's our hui ahure tua ngahuru. And so that means more parties, more hanging out, and everything is just sort of amplified due to that. So we've got 150 filmmakers from around the world, Indigenous filmmakers from around the world, and we're really excited. Otaki is buzzing. I'm talking to you from the Mara at the Māori Land Hub, where I'm just surrounded by tangata no iwi take take te. So it's really special. And this is our first festival, really, since 2020, since COVID, where it feels like we're getting back on track again. So it's really nice to welcome our whānau from around the world back into Otaki and see some new faces and hear new perspectives and new voices. So it's really exciting. It feels the energy in the air. Everyone's just riding the wave, and it's really beautiful. So, yeah.
Mīharo, pai te rongo I tērā. And no doubt, every time I hear about Māori Land Festival, every time that it pops up, I'm like, I better get there.
And, you need to get here. Your brother got here before you.
I know. I sent them there on purpose, you know. He's just got to figure out the vibes. And so far, it sounds like he's having a very good time. But speaking on whānau, you've had the opportunity of being able to see the different versions, and the vibe that it brings. What's the difference between this year being its 10th year anniversary in comparison to the other ones you've been to?
He pātai pai tēnā. I feel like this year I can really tell from our team at Māori Land that everyone just feels really settled. We've done this before. We know how to handle this. The pressure isn't as, I guess, consuming, and everyone just feels really light this year. And it's also particularly special because my mama, Libby, who is the director of the festival, is passing on the torch as festival director. She's passing that rākau onto my cousin, Maddie, who is now stepping into that role as festival director. So that's a really special moment for our whānau, and it's that sort of legacy of passing the torch. And yesterday, Libby stood up and delivered a keynote speech at Rangiatia Church, which is our whare karakia tapu, built by our tupuna tirau paraha. And she delivered her keynote in that whare karakia in front of her whānau and her hapori and her Indigenous whānau. And declared that this was going to be her last festival as the festival director. So it's really exciting. Maddie is stepping into that role, and that is going to bring, a fresh voice to the table. Even though Maddie has been a part of the festival since its birth, things are going to be different but the same. The same but in a different way, kind of thing. So yeah, everything just feels like it's going really well, and it's really nice.
Mīharo, it's awesome to hear that that the legacy continues, not just for your whānau, but mō tātou katoa, nē. We always want these kaupapa to keep thriving, keep changing with the times and stuff like that. So rawe pai te rongo I tērā. And you know, although you might be not taking on that role, that you definitely claimed the filming aspect of things and the storytelling aspect of things. Nā reira, will your films be featured in any of these days to come, or what else is happening for you?
Yeah, kia ora. So no, this year I am I'm not coming as a filmmaker. I'm here just as a kaimahi, really.
E rua.
I'm supporting my peers who have films in the festival, such as Kura Turi Whenua, who is a member of Ngā Pakiaka. Her film is screening at our festival. That film is called Waiti and Puti Puti. And we also have Kiriata, who has a film, who is another member of Ngā Pakiaka. So just uplifting them and you know, supporting them in their screenings, but also just being here as a ringaraupa to Manaaki I te kaupapa, really. And we've got our Māori Land Rangatahi Festival running today and tomorrow for all of our kura and rangatahi in the Rohe to come and watch screenings made by rangatahi no iwi taketake for rangatahi no iwi taketake. So that's really nice. And we've just had our babies in to watch some Māori animated short stories based off like Cinderella, Goldilocks, Snow White, the what's it called? The three goats that go under the bridge. I forgot the
three
name of
Billy
them.
Goat Grass?
Yeah, Billy Goat Grass.
That's gold.
Yeah, so that's really nice watching our babies, you know, laugh and sing along to these animated short films that are animated by Māori rangatahi from Ōtaki. And they've Māoriified these stories. So it's like Kauraraka, Goldilocks, Hinerapa, Cinderella. So it's really cute to see our babies' faces light up like that. So yeah, that's sort of my role, is just to be wherever I'm needed.
Kāre mahi e tuatū i tērā e hoa, kāre kore, kāre kore. Nā reira, I know you're a very busy person and I really appreciate you coming on to have a kōrero with me. Next time, hopefully we can just have a pahu kōrero just about film in general and music and all those things. So maybe we'll catch up with you after the festival and see how it all went down.
I hope so. Ngā mihi, moi awa.
Tēnā koe.
Thank you so much.